Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, like the great Kilauea volcano in Hawaii, what we need right now is an eruption of pledges to the lockbox at WAMC.org. We're at $244,158 with just under 2 weeks to go before the on-air fund drive.
And how much did you say we have raised already?
$244,158.
Well, David, I'm a little worried about this. I'll be honest with you. This is going to be a heavy lift. We've done it before. We've done it with the same number of days that we have to go. But now is when everybody has to see that without them, it's not possible. You know, I worry about this radio station, and I know you do too out there. I know that each of you has a reliance that you can get up in the morning and you can hear this, and you look at the wonderful staff we have and how we've all done this together. But right now, either we're going to have a radio station or we're not. It's going to mean everybody puts something in, and we thank you for that. It's early in the morning. Go to WAMC.org and just click on that lockbox and do something to help.
Thank you. Alan, we were anticipating this. The Supreme Court delivered a major blow to workers, ruling for the first time that workers may not band together to challenge violations of federal labor laws. Of course, we know, too, that New York and New Jersey, a couple of blue states, have been working with plans to protect those workers.
Well, look, this is an anti-union putsch. We know it. The people who hate unions are in charge. And what's so disappointing, David, is how that Supreme Court, predictably, as we have known all along, has done it 5-4. Shame on them. The unions are what made this country great. No two ways about it. Otherwise, it would have been quite a mess as people lost their rights and were oppressed. But it was the unions that made them strong. Now, the unions have made mistakes. Some of them were corrupt. But, you know, in the end, it's really not right. It's just as Trumpian as you could possibly be. And as the ventriloquist pulls the string in the back of the head of those guys on the Supreme Court, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing and they were appointed to do. You know, I get mail all the time saying, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. The courts are above Republican and Democratism. But of course they're not. They're appointed, particularly this group, and looks like more may be coming, to set this country back many years from its primary evolution in terms of being fair to working men and women.
Let's stick with women for a moment. Alan, President Trump welcomed the first female CIA director yesterday. Gina Haspel, the first woman to ever hold the post, promised to strengthen the agency, send more officers into the field, boost foreign language proficiency, and strengthen partnerships abroad and at home. And as the headline says, Trump is trying also to make amends with the agency.
Well, yes, he, of course, has no limits on his ability to just destroy American institutions. He's tried to destroy the CIA with his language and tried to destroy the FBI with his language and his own Justice Department with his language. And, of course, the one thing that Ms. Haskell has said also is that she's not going to torture, that we don't do torture anymore. And that was why her nomination was almost rejected. You had some Democrats who were in Trumpian states who had to survive, and so they supported her. I suppose her long service and the fact that she's a woman has really struck a blow for feminist aspirations in this country. It had a good deal to do with her confirmation. Nevertheless, her participation on torture has not escaped many people, and it almost cost her the job, and frankly should have.
Alan, the former president and his wife, Barack and Michelle Obama, have entered a multi-year agreement with Netflix. They're going to produce series and features. They hope to, quote, promote greater empathy and understanding between peoples and help them share their stories with the entire world.
Well, you know, David, there is good in this world, and I think the Obamas are good. But in the end, you have this contrast between the Trump administration, which is intent on destroying, which yells, beat 'em up, which makes fun of people who have physical problems. That's Trump. And then you have the Obamas, who are the exact opposite. And this deal with Netflix, I think, is a good one. I have no idea what the money involved in it is, but I do know that this represents the kinds of thinking that the Obamas have meant to this country. And it's great to see this happening.
Speaking of good in the world, let's gather around the radio station. Put something in that lockbox so we can continue to bring the information that you need to be a citizen.
And if we don't do it, it'll disappear. We have seen in our history what happens when people turn their backs. We don't have to go further than that.
WAMC.org.